Today on Wings, things happening in Scotland, India, and Kenya to mitigate the high cost of periods.
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings. There's
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
On June 28, 2018, Scottish Labour Party member Danielle Rowley was late arriving to the UK Parliament's question time.
I would like to...
Juries, it's very good of the Honourable Lady to drop in on us. I'm sure she's got a very busy schedule. But as I'm burbling on at her, she can recover her breath. And we very much look forward to hearing her. Danielle Rowley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to announce to you today and to the House, and perhaps will excuse me for my lateness, that today I'm on my period. And it's cost me this week already £25. We know the average cost of a period in the UK over a year is £500. Many women can't afford this. Yeah. What is the Minister doing to address period poverty?
Rowley's question to the Minister was not out of the blue. The Scottish National Parliament had just recently voted to put free sanitary products in their Parliament building restrooms and pledged £500,000 to the non-governmental charity Fair Share to provide free menstrual products to those who can't afford them. Also proposed but not adopted was a free universal system of access to sanitary protection. Since 2014, so-called period poverty has become a global issue. That's when a German foundation called WASH United declared May 28th as the annual International Menstrual Hygiene Day. This helped spur the United Nations, some charitable foundations, and at least one advertising agency to try changing menstruation practices in developing countries. The following story was released by Asia Calling in October 2017. It mentions Give Her Five. That's a campaign created by an ad agency in Mumbai, India, to promote a new reusable menstrual pad.
You're listening to Asia Calling on KVR. A group of women in India are pushing back against the shame and stigma that keeps them out of school and work every month. Abhijan Barua finds out more from the eastern Indian city of Kolkata.
In Kolkata slums, old cloths are hung out inside cramped homes. Too embarrassed to hang them outside, they stay damp. 80% of Indian women don't use sanitary pads, according to USAID. Instead, cloths are washed in cold water and reused when still damp, breeding infections and sores. Shabhadra Kayal is a domestic worker in her mid-40s. She can't afford sanitary pads and uses these rags instead. In Kolkata's humid heat, that's caused her problems.
I had an infection. The doctor told me, we don't understand these things. I've suffered from this for about 2 years at a time. Suffered a lot. Even had to stop working.
Indian women miss up to 5 days of work a month because of lack of access to hygienic facilities or because of shame and embarrassment around menstruation. 6 in every 10 women are excluded from religious rituals when they're menstruating, according to UNICEF. UNICEF research shows 28% of schoolgirls stay home when they're menstruating. Swapna Tripathi of women's advocacy organization Srishti explains that money is not the only problem.
It's not that I'm not using pads due to financial constraints. That's not the main reason. It's this ancient mindset of thinking you're a woman and you should be ashamed if you get your period. At this time, you have to remain in the corner of the house. You can't leave the house.
The Give Her Five campaign says it has a solution. Working with 11 NGOs, the campaign is distributing a reusable sanitary pad called the Safkin. Shivani Swami explains.
We provide a set of two so that she can alternate. There's a quick dry technology inbuilt, so it'll be dry by the next use. It can be used for 12 hours, then washed and reused 70 times.
Two safkins cost 150 rupees, or just under $2.5 US, and they can be used for over a year. That's about equal to just 1 month's supply of disposable sanitary pads. The campaign is active in western, central, eastern and northern parts of India, and there are plans to expand. Other initiatives are dotted across India, distributing products like reusable menstrual cups and raising awareness in rural corners of the country. These campaigns are working with the Indian government to raise awareness and accessibility, but Swapna Tripathi says the taboo surrounding menstruation makes their job difficult.
This women's issue is still a hidden subject. Our society, our offices and courts, everyone feels this is a secret, and talking about it is shameful.
In July, the Indian government raised taxes on sanitary pads, marking them a luxury item, making sanitary pads more expensive than ever. From Kolkata, this is Abhijan Barua for Asia Calling.
By the way, a product reviewer in India reports that safkins, produced by Living Guard Technologies, can last 6 hours and are easy to wash, but do not, after all, dry well indoors. Our next report was produced for Wings by Diana Wanyonyi from the coastal region of Kenya. She found a group of women with disabilities who hand-sew reusable menstrual pads and distribute them to schoolgirls. This helps keep girls from missing school or trading sex for access to menstrual products. The group is called Tunaweza, which is Swahili for We Can. They have received funds from the Ford Foundation and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
A group of women with various forms of disability known as Tunaweza, that is Swahili word meaning we can, has come to rescue by making reusable sanitary pads using locally available materials. During a visit in their shop in Ziwalangombe Settlement Scheme here in Mombasa, I found them busy putting together pieces of reusable sanitary pads by hand and manual sewing machines. Charity Chahasi, one of the leaders in this group, elaborates on the project.
We are targeting slum schools. We did the survey and found that the sanitary pad doesn't reach those schools. Many of the girls are at home because of the menstrual periods. We support them also because they are coming also from very, very poor and vulnerable families. And also we support other schools, the schools that are for the vulnerable children like the orphans and actually the person with disability.
The durability of these pads is 3 years. They are easy to wash and come in different colors made from local materials such as Ankara. The group has distributed over 1,000 kits of reusable pads since they started the project 2 years ago. Chahasi explains what components are in one kit.
One kit comprises of 8 flannels, which are the towels. Let me remove it from here. You have the two wings. You have the towels. We call them liners. In the wing, the girl puts one sanitary towel like this, and then she puts it on her pants. We normally give them 2 pants because we found that those girls don't have pants. When the girls take this, puts it on their pants like this, and then she just buttons the wing, and then there it is. So when the girl plays, it doesn't fall. It doesn't fall. She can play and play and play, but it doesn't fall. That is why we button it with that button that I told you. We don't button it with a button from here. We buy them from India, and if they are not gotten in India, we buy them from England. Those are where we find the buttons. When the heavy is over, she removes it and puts it here and puts some water, a little water, and then you can just do it like this in this bag. We put for them another plastic so that, now plastic are not used, but we have gone to ask so that Next time we won't use the plastic. But for now, we just put, and we also put for them a face towel and a soap. We teach them how to do hygiene because the guards didn't know hygiene. When they remove the pad, they can wash and just wipe their hands with the face towel, and then they can go on to class. And this bag we give them too, so that a person may not know what the child is carrying.
The pads are distributed to primary schools located in slum areas. Northgate Academy is one of the schools. Joy Adhiambo is one of the beneficiaries. While I'm at school, I remove the used pad and put it inside a polythene bag which has a seal. I put in little water, and when I reach home, I wash the pad, or I can decide to dispose it. I like it because you can wash it and it's reusable. Unlike the pads that we buy from the shop, when you use them, you have to change them frequently. Mary Kimeru, one of the teachers, says the pads are comfortable and hygienic.
I usually have heavy flow, so when I was provided with these reusable pads, I found it at least it is less costly, because previously I had to use around 3 pads. Hygiene when using these sanitary pads, because there's a nylon paper that is preventing blood from coming out, you remain dry until the time you remove them. When you're carrying it, they are provided with a seal. No smell can come, unlike the other pads whereby you are just given a pad but there is no seal to protect the used pads. Especially there are girls that are coming from poor families. They cannot afford to buy a pad, but because of these cheap recyclable pads, they can be able to prevent themselves from making their pants flimsy with blood. Because if you do not have money to buy the pads at the shop, and you don't have anything, you'll come just to school with a panty and there's a flow coming out, so you'll start smelling and you not feel comfortable. And also, that blood is in your body. If you don't wash it, it can cause some infection into your private parts. But because of this, many girls now can afford, and they are going to be to feel happy, to feel clean, and to feel safe.
She says absenteeism of girls during their menstrual cycle has reduced, and urges government to initiate reusable pads in all schools in Kenya.
Yes, I think there's need for the government to support this initiative of providing reusable pads, because one, it's going to provide employment for people. Secondly, it's also going to make the less fortunate people to feel at least they are now acceptable in the society, so that they cannot feel that now sisi tumeachwa, we are not part of the society. So they are supposed to support it.
On Wings, you are listening to Diana Wanyonyi's report about Tunaweza, a group of women with disabilities who make reusable menstrual pad kits for schoolgirls in coastal Kenya.
This women group, Tunaweza, says hygiene is paramount during the menstrual period, and that is why they usually hold talks with girls on the need of observing cleanliness by washing the pads and sun-drying them. Back to Charity Chahasi, one of the leaders in the group.
This is very important to us as an organization of persons with women with disabilities. It is very important because we make these sanitary towels for the girls. And we teach them hygiene, how to use the sanitary towel and go to wash their hands before touching anything else or eating any food. And also we teach them how to keep themselves clean when they are going to school, to wash their bodies. When they go back to home, when they remove their clothes, they wash their bodies. And we normally teach them also how to put this on the sun, to hang it on the sun. When they have washed it, they hang it on the sun so that it gets the sun rays. When they use it again, it doesn't harm the girl.
Do the color matters for these girls?
Not really. Yeah, these ones are export. This lady wants it to go to Germany for the girls in the school in Germany. That is why she wants the bright color. But we have the maroon color and the purple color and the blue color for our girls here. Yeah, but this one is going for export. That is why it is this color.
Why did you prefer to use the Ankara as one of the colors, the kitenge? Does it indicate the African?
Yeah.
Why?
We wanted to use this one because actually we are Africans and we are Kenyans, and this material is from Kenya, and we decided to use this color because we want also to, you know, we promote hygiene, promote environment, and also of African culture. We have to look at our African culture. We use our local material so that we don't use the exported material so much than using the local material, which is available. And also this material, the girl can wash this one after using for some time, but it doesn't leak. We have a plastic material here, whereby if there is any blood here, it will not leak to the pant. In terms of environment, this one is not thrown away. This one is reusable. Our sanitary towel is reusable. A girl uses it for 3 years, without throwing it away, and the girl will not throw it away. We teach them after 3 years, if you are not using again the sanitary towel, to dispose it well in a bin so that it can be disposed well. But this one is hygienic. That one, when the person uses, you know, we have seen many on the road everywhere, you know, they are just thrown like that, and it spoils our environment. So if you walk anywhere, you will not find the sanitary towel there, but you will find the sanitary pad being thrown away, just exposed just like that.
Kenya's menstrual hygiene campaign is not only left to nonprofit organizations like Tunaweza. There is also a national strategy involving prominent women, including the First Lady of one of Kenya's counties and the First Lady of the country. Speeches of both were recorded by Wings reporter Diana Wanyonyi.
First Lady Christine Mvuria from Kwale County, southern part of the Kenyan coast, who is also the Kenya's National Menstruation Hygiene Management Champion, says it's time to break the silence on menstrual hygiene, adding that lack of information and taboos in different Kenyan community has posed a major challenge to adolescent girls.
Little girls getting shocked about their first period and all kinds of misunderstanding around menstruation. So that is quite clear. And our job today is really to address that anomaly. We cannot, in the 21st century, still be having a situation where girls are getting their first period and they have no idea about it. I think mothers, fathers, we need to step up our game. Let us not be shy about talking to children about these things. These are normal things, so we just need to step up. And few programs, we're aware, have focused on reaching girls who have already dropped out of school.
Christine Mvuria urged men to be involved in this matter.
Maswala muhimu ambayo tulikuwa tunaangazia ilikuwa ni kuhimiza na kuelimishana juu ya hedhi salama.
The most important things that we were focusing on was to empower and educate each other on menstrual hygiene. We look at the issues in a holistic manner, but we do not only distribute free sanitary pads. We focus on three main things. One is breaking silence on menstrual, because as community, we don't speak openly about this to an extent that girls get their first menses when they don't understand what changes are happening in their bodies and they don't have anybody to guide them through that.
Tunajua kama jamii limekuwa ni swala ambalo halizungumziwi kwa uwazi. Kiasi cha kuwa kwamba wasichana wanapata hedhi yao ya kwanza kama mtu haelewi ni kitu gani kinatokea kwa mwili wake na wala hana mtu wa kumuuliza atajitunza vipi akiwa katika hali hiyo.
Another important matter that we are focusing on is to ensure girls get hygienic equipment that she will use when she is on her periods. We don't focus on the modern sanitary towels, but we give readily available options, because today she can get the pads, next month she might not have it. So hygiene is very important.
Leo yuwezapata hizo pads ama always, mwezi mwingine akawa hana. Je, akiwa hana ni kitu gani ambacho anaweza kutumia? Kwa hivyo tulikuwa tunaangalia zile options ambazo ziko available ambazo mtoto anaweza.
We also talked about different ways that girls will be using to dispose used sanitary pads in a right manner. For example, throwing them in a pit latrine, or one should dig a hole and bury used manufactured sanitary pads. We also talked to men that it's their responsibility as parents when they prepare their household budgets. They should remember that women and girls need sanitary towels, so it has to be included in the budget. We have also advised women to speak openly on the matters of menses so that to give support to girls both at home and school.
Tumeongea na wasichana wenyewe ya kwamba hii tunafanya ili kuhakikisha ya kwamba hakosi shule siku yoyote kwa sababu ya hedhi.
We have also talked to girls that we are doing this so that they don't miss elementary classes any day because of menses. We have distributed free panties and sanitary pads to girls, boxers for boys, toothbrush, toothpaste, pens, pencils.
Kwa hivyo tumeleta chupi, tukaleta sodo, tukaleta zile boxers kwa watoto wa kivulana pia, tukaleta pia miswaki na dawa ya mswaki.
As a national champion, I have taken initiative of getting new leaders who will be able to speak out on menstrual hygiene.
Kwa hivyo katika hiyo crowning tumecrown wanawake watatu na wanaume watatu.
We have crowned 3 women and 3 men, and we insisted that menstrual matters are not for girls and women only, but it also includes men and boys. We need to unite as community to ensure we support girls and women to manage their menstruation with safety and dignity.
Na tukawa tunasisitiza ya kwamba masuala ya hedhi si jambo la wasichana na wanawake peke yake, bali pia wazee na wavulana. Tunahitaji sote kama jamii tuunganike kuhakikisha ya kwamba tunawa support our girls and women to manage their menstruation with safety and dignity.
Speaking in Western Kenya, this May, during the commemoration of Menstrual Hygiene Day, Christine Mvuria, who is a menstrual hygiene champion, urged the public not to be ashamed of helping girls during their menses. She breaks the silence of menstruation by reciting the following.
Some of us pledge like this, some of us pledge like this. So let's go on, repeat after me, and then when we end, we give a shout, amen. All right, I will break the silence on menstruation.
I will break the silence on menstruation.
I will not feel shy.
I will not feel shy.
I will take pride.
I will take pride.
I will spread the word outside and inside the home.
I will
spread the word outside and inside the home.
According to Menstrual Health in Kenya County Landscape Analysis Report, sponsored by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, in rural Western Kenya, 2/3 of girls and young women aged 13 to 29 using sanitary pads reported receiving them from sexual partners. There was a high likelihood of receiving pads if respondents had more than one sexual partner, placing girls at increased risk of HIV or unwanted pregnancy. The prevalence of sex for money to purchase pads was concentrated among 15-year-old girls, with a 6-fold higher likelihood of engaging in this practice compared to older respondents. A further study in the same region found that the provision of sanitary pads and menstrual cups to 14 to 16-year-old adolescent girls did reduce sexually transmitted infections, and menstrual cups reduced the prevalence of bacterial vaginosis. In Kenya's capital city, Nairobi, in May this year, during the launch of Menstrual Hygiene Management Program, Kenya's First Lady, Margaret Kenyatta, called for holistic solutions to challenges facing girls and women in the country, saying that ignoring menstrual hygiene needs is a violation of girls' rights.
Pleasure to have been invited to the launch of the Menstrual Health Management Initiative that seeks to make certain that our girls and women are protected and treated with dignity and respect. I'm especially happy that attention is also being paid to boys and young men who also require mentoring and guidance as they become men. I congratulate the County First Ladies Association for their work and for the partnership they have formed with the Kenya Red Cross, with CIF, and African Cotton Industries. Thank you for demonstrating concern by supporting this important cause. We must create environments and spaces where they can be protected from neglect and social exclusion merely due to biological cycles. We must remain committed to preserving the rights and dignity of our adolescent girls, because ignoring their menstrual hygiene needs is a violation of their rights. Let us find practical, holistic, cost-effective solutions and make certain that even the least fortunate have access to clean and safe sanitary solutions. We need to find holistic solutions where girls and women have access to water supply, sanitation, and good hygiene. It is sad to note that during the important stage of their development, many girls drop out of school, while many others miss approximately 15 to 20% of school time annually due to lack of sanitary products. The grave lack of alternative solutions pushes our menstruating girls out of schools temporarily and sometimes permanently. During my visits to all the 47 counties, I made a personal pledge to work with you. Through my Beyond Zero campaign, I am pleased to be here today to reaffirm my commitment to advocate for this important program. I also urge the Ministries of Health, Education, Youth and Gender to lend their support.
The Menstrual Health in Kenya's Country Landscape Analysis Report further indicates that girls face monthly challenges, with 65% of women and girls unable to afford sanitary pads. Only 50% of girls say that they openly discuss menstruation at home. Just 32% of rural schools have a private place for girls to change their menstrual product. Only 12% of girls in Kenya would be comfortable receiving the information from their mother. The report recommends that there is a need for immediate opportunities to better support adolescent girls' menstrual hygiene management in Kenya, including improved access to timely menstrual and puberty education, improved product access and affordability for low-income consumers, integration of girl-friendly features into sanitation design and infrastructure, and political advocacy for improved menstrual hygiene management at the district level. Reporting for Wings, I am Diana Wanyonyi in Mombasa, Kenya.
To hear Wings programs again, email wings@wings.org and check our news feed at facebook.com/wingsradio. Thanks to all our supporters, including your local community radio station, Suzette Cullen, and Genevieve Vaughn, whose book Forgiving: A Feminist Criticism of Exchange is about to be published in Spanish. The Wings sound logo is from Libana's album A Circle Is Cast. I'm Frida Worden. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.